Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. Oh my god, I just had one of the best weekends ever. Coachella is one of my happy places, like I said before, and this weekend does not disappoint. Oh my god, from Karol G to Morat. It was a band I wasn't expecting to see, but honestly, I had a blast there. They had all the good songs, the good vibes, one of the best sets from Coachella, although we're from Sulan as well, by the Sahara Tent. And of course, you cannot not talk about Karol G. I mean, the performance was amazing. Her body was amazing. I danced my tail off. I danced so much. I had so much fun. Karol G was absolutely amazing. Yeah, now we have to count the days to the next Coachella 2027. I just love it. From the campsite, all of my friends, meeting and seeing everyone come together for this event, it really is like just magical, you know? Yeah, it still is magical. The adventures we got into were new, to say the least, but oh my God, we still had so much fun. Yeah, can't wait. Oh, of course, how did I not tell you? We won Carpoachella again. Something so much fun to do and try to do with your friends. So if you guys do go to Coachella and you drive in, you guys have to try the Carpoachella. I saw a girl posted that she's done it for 7 years and never won. I'm like, what? You have to get in early, okay? This is one of my biggest tips. Get in as early as possible. Try to be there before 3 p.m. That's what makes the difference. The cart's only out there in the morning, during the day type of thing. I've never seen anyone win once the sun goes down type of thing. I've been going for 13 years, 14 years. And I think out of the 13 or 14 years, we've won Carpoachella 10 times. And I'm not saying it's always VIP upgrade, but whether it's like to have the Ferris wheel, the 1 year we got a Ferris wheel ticket. That was pretty cool. That was like the beginning of the year. I don't think they do those anymore. But they do $100 merch now. They do VIP upgrade, $100 merch. Obviously, VIP for life. That one's on my to-do list. Backstage passes, things like that. So, yeah, I hope you guys had fun. I hope you guys recovered okay. Hence why we took a week off, guys. My voice is just coming back. Another thing with me with Coachella is my voice always leaves me on Saturday. And actually, this one lasted till Sunday, so did pretty good. But with that being said, today I want to talk about a very fun topic for me and that I'm trying to learn and trying to understand for myself, okay? I'm a very happy person. I am very, very optimistic. I know I'm God's favorite, and I know life is just a magical place to be a part of, and I'm co-creating every day with God. I'm co-creating with God every single day. I genuinely believe that in my life. However, what I want to know is, when is enough enough? Like, how nice can you be and for how long and to certain people? When are you done taking like the high road per se? Because happy people don't necessarily go around messing in other people's lives. Happy people live their own life and are too busy being happy, right? That's what I think. With that being said, when is enough actually enough? When do you stop being the nice one? When do you stop being the nice person to the same person over and over again? When do you just protect your peace? And for how long can you continue to let others just try to insert themselves in your life? The reason why I ask is because I believe in karma. I also believe that people have good in them. I genuinely do. I try to find something good in everyone, always, at all times. But I also believe in boundaries. I also believe in protecting my family, my peace. And so, when do you say, like, okay, and I'm learning. I know I'm very spiritual, and I know that what goes around comes around, and I think that God will always handle it, like for sure God will handle it, but I'm still in the process, so I can take a lot when it comes to me personally, but when it comes to my family, that's where I draw the line. that for me is when I start to go back to that psycho Vanessa from high school. And so it's, I'm trying to hold it together and I'm trying to remember all of my mantras. But sometimes, you know, people just want to keep inserting themselves in your life. So Michelle Obama says, take the high horse. But Leo Skibbe, who's a podcaster that I listen to, he believes in matching their energy. And matching their energy. And he loves, not drama, but he loves to fight. I've heard of his episode a couple of times, and he makes me laugh. Like, I want to think of him as my alter ego sometimes. I do believe in people trying to do their best when, at all times. But I also believe in keeping your side of the street clean. I believe in boundaries. Because being nice doesn't mean you're someone's doormat. And being nice doesn't mean you have to continue to be blinded by people's actions. And being spiritual doesn't make me stupid. Being nice and kind is something I choose to be. And I think sometimes, how smart can you actually be to mess with someone who knows everything about your life, who at one point had knows all your secrets and doings? Like, why would you just not leave them alone? I understand people get so wrapped up in their emotions that they lash out. And I think it's funny when it's like, I think it's funny. It means it shows how immature and honestly small-minded thinking, if you ask me. I can forgive and let go of a lot of things that have been done to me personally. Good at detaching, like, once I'm done, I'm done. And I don't forgive you or forget because I care for you. I forgive and I let go because I care about myself, and there's no room for that in my life. But when it comes to my family, when it comes to my brothers and sisters, that is where I probably will never let it go. Actually, I know I will never let it go. I will never let it go. My son is the world to me. And if I see that he is being hurt, that's when the whole different side of me comes out. And I'm trying so hard. But I feel like God is testing me again and again, because my life keeps getting better and better. Every single time something is thrown at me, or a test that comes my way, or a challenge per se, people want to challenge my peace. And I've proven time and time again that it can be very nice. But at the same time, I still have a crazy side of me that will not back down and will not let go. I'm going to do it in a smart way, a very smart, intellectual way. My child, my family, my home is my peace, is my happy. It's the one thing that I will never let anyone, not even near, like, I'm very welcoming. I love everyone. I'm like the nicest person, once again, or probably too nice to a fault. But once that is hurt or disrespected, that is when, like, a different side of me comes out, and I try so hard not to be crazy. And 90% of the time, I try to follow Michelle Obama. When they go low, we go high. You know, we kill him with kindness type of thing, because I've done so much personal work on myself, and I've had so many other consequences in the past that I'm like, nope, I'm not that person anymore, not going back. But it's a choice. It's a choice. And I do understand that at the same time, that going high doesn't mean staying quiet. Going high doesn't mean taking it. Going high doesn't mean allowing these people still into your life or letting them in your space. And going high is very powerful. And or like, you can try the let them theory. But that doesn't mean, going high doesn't mean you have to be blind to boundaries. And even Michelle Obama has boundaries, I'm pretty sure. Unlike Leo, he does not believe in going high. He believes in going low. And he believes in going lower. He believes in matching people's energy. He believes in protecting your peace aggressively. And sometimes I agree with him too, because you get tired of being the bigger person. Because people, I sometimes feel exhausted for going high, for being the nice one, for staying quiet, for not calling people out, for not telling it how it is. And everybody has a limit, a boiling point. Everybody's going to reach the point where they snap and you just, the nice person is gone. Everyone. And I'm not sure if I'm there yet, but I'm very close to it. I'm extremely close to that point, especially when you are being attacked by people who you would be like, I handed you so much. I gave you so much in your hands. I helped you so much through your life. I educated you and taught you how to be a better person. And yet, you're trying to ruin my peace. Or they're the ones that go and, how do I say it without saying it? And they're the ones that try to test you. There you go. And they're the ones that try to test you. And they're the ones that, I know why they feel threatened or they have resentment. And it's like, what in the world are you talking about? And when that happens, people try to test you and test you and test you. And when that happens, you need to stop being the healer, the healed person, and start becoming their protector. You have no, they don't leave you any other options. And even if you give them chance after time, after a while, you have to understand that they're just stupid. And you can't keep giving them chances. You gotta understand that that's who they really are and move on. You have to stop excusing their behavior and trying to see their potential and just take them for what they really are. Because all it does, it keeps draining you. You become exhausted, emotionally exhausted. Then at the same time, you end up upset at yourself for taking it, for letting them cross that boundary over and over and over again. Being nice could be a strength at one point, but not until it starts to self-sabotage yourself for being strong. And then I go back and think, well, happy people don't keep inserting themselves into your life. Happy people don't go around finding ways to poke at you. Happy people don't make up issues and problems simply to argue with you. Or successful people, or people that are busy doing their own life that don't have time to, you know, insert themselves, send messages, look at things. And I've said it before, I'm so happy with life. Honestly, I really am. I've been so at peace. I've been so happy. Everything's been going so good. I love my podcast. I love that I get to work from home with an amazing group of women online from all over the world. They're like literally a team that I love. I get to take a week off and still be part of this company and not have to worry about not having to show up every single day because I know my team is there. Life has been so good since I've learned to heal, since I moved back to the desert and little by little healed myself and little by little detached myself from certain people that just simply weren't of any value in my life anymore. My amazing family is close to me. My friends are here. I met someone that I enjoy hanging with and actually spending time with, and I'm learning and it's so refreshing. My ex is actually showing up to pickups and doing what I wanted them to do. Like, all these great things in life, I get my days off. I'm not pretending to be happy, like I'm genuinely happy. I don't go talking about people, I don't go looking for people, I don't go messing with people, because I don't have time for that. I'm building something so beautiful for myself, for my son, for my home. It baffles me. I mean, that other people do, that there's people out there that still want to poke and poke. And poke, and I mean, you poke at the bear long enough, it's gonna wake up. If you poke at the bear eventually long enough, it's gonna wake up. And people who are truly happy, I'm like, if you were really happy, you wouldn't even be noticing what I'm doing. You wouldn't even know that I exist. You wouldn't even notice I exist. You'd be too busy living your life, enjoying your life, right? Why do I matter? I think that's funny. I shouldn't matter, not in your life. Enough is enough. When someone keeps trying to pull you back into an old story that you're no longer part of or want to be part of. Enough is enough when people keep trying to insert themselves into your new story, into your new life, into your new existence. And all they're bringing is back old dumb chaos that is irrelevant or pointless. My peace is nobody's playground. I created it, I developed it, I made it, I co-created it with God for a specific reason. And if you're not in it, you're not in it. And it's because I chose that. There's nothing you can do to be back in it. There's nothing there you're going to be able to do to change what has been done, because my life that I left is no longer my reality. It's no longer a part of my existence, and it's no longer something I align with. And I don't want anyone who is triggered by my happiness in my life. If you can't be happy for what I have going on, for who I am, what I'm becoming, then you have no room in my life. And I'm completely okay with that. I'm so happy, and I've been so happy staying away from all of that mess, staying away from every single thing that had to do with that old story. Happy people don't mess with other people. Unhappy people do. And that's why I protect my peace like it's my paycheck. Because my livelihood depends on it. However, I'm still learning and growing, so I'm not always perfect. And I do have, like I said, limits. And when my family is affected, that is where I draw the line. That is where the not so nice person will come out. And once again, I'm completely okay with it. I also think, like, how dumb can you be to try to mess with someone's life when you have more to lose than anyone? And I just, people end up shooting themselves in their own foot because they don't listen, because they're so wrapped up in their mind and they're so hard-headed. Kind of, yeah, like they're so stubborn in wanting to be right and wanting to win and wanting to prove their point that they don't realize that they fucked up. They'll keep fucking up. They'll dig a bigger hole than ever apologize or than ever just say, hey, I fucked up. I'm done. Well, let's pack it up. Let's keep it moving. Let's take your loss and walk away. But no, they just don't know how to do that. And I think it's so funny. It's their ego. Their ego will kill them. Their ego will get the best of them every single time. I've seen it time and time again. And I've told them time and time again, listen, I want the best for you. I really do. But you are fucking up. But they won't take the advice. They rather fuck up more, fuck up harder, than ever admit that they lost. Or ever admit that they are the ones that are so unhappy. Then it makes me sad. But all I can do is still wish them the best. Appreciate them for who they were at one point, and let God and let karma deal with it. Because God wouldn't give me everything God gives me. God wouldn't have me where he has me if I was doing something wrong, if I was a bad human, if I had bad intentions. That wouldn't be the case. I believe that. I see it. I see it in my life. I see it in the people that are in my life. I see it in the things that God brings me, the way things end up playing out. It's just, it's funny, and I love it. I love seeing it. I can't wait for the next chapter. Can't wait for what comes next. I can't wait for how everything plays out and how simple the truth always comes out. Like I say, the truth always comes out. Everyone always sees, you can't hide the truth, always comes out. And I just, I'm at the point where, hey, whatever consequences come for these people, I don't feel bad. I wish them exactly what they deserve. Yeah, exactly what they deserve. Because I'm at this point where I'm just like, okay. Okay. As long as they stay away from me and my family, I'm happy. But you know, what is this? A saying says, everybody always goes, because whether they are not happy anymore, they still try to come back one way or another, insert themselves, because just to have a little bit of that rush of that attachment or close proximity to what they used to have. And I don't get that. I don't get how someone could be so happy yet so miserable at the same time. I don't get that. I don't know why anybody wishes anything bad on anyone, but I still won't wish anything bad on anyone. Just whatever you get, just remember it was your doing, because it was your doing. So yeah, this episode was, oh, it feels a little heavy actually, even talking about it. It's like, ugh, draining, exhausting, like why? But I feel like some of us do need to understand and hear that enough is enough. Being nice doesn't always mean being a doormat, or being nice doesn't always mean being blinded. You can be nice without being forgiving. You can be nice and still have boundaries. And like I said before, I'm not looking to be nice anymore. I'm looking to be good. As long as I'm good with me, I'm good with my family, and I'm good with the people that I care about, fuck being nice. Just not it anymore. I'm in that. I don't know if it's because I'm going to be 40 next year, or because I just am, I have no fucks giving. I have no fucks left in me, that I'm just like, huh, at a tipping point. And that's exactly why I started the podcast, because this podcast gives me so much strength. It gives me so much hope. It gives me so much joy that I get to use my voice, that I don't hide. I don't hide. I don't block. Because my happiness shows, and I have no need for any of that. I have no need for any of the pettiness, I guess. I wish I was as petty as 50 Cent. Oh my God, I just saw something about like Diddy's son talking about how his dad, he's like, my dad wasn't in the files, and he's in jail, like, you know, trying to like say that we need to obviously lock up the other people, but the way he says it, it's like, dude, you're using your dad as an excuse. Anyway, my dad's not in the files and he's in jail and these other people are, you know, out free. And 50 Cent commented, yeah, your dad's not in the files because he has his own files. He was too busy creating his own files. So I was like, oh my God. Exactly. With that being said, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the podcast. Thank you for everything. And if you are at your tipping point, understand that we all have one. It's okay to just protect you and the people you love. And it's okay to speak up. It's okay to fight back. Not literally, but it's okay to fight back when it matters. And for me, that's my family. That's when it matters. I hope you have a great week. Stagecoach is next. I might sneak in there on Sunday. Who knows? I've never been to Stagecoach. I heard it's so much fun. Or I've heard mixed reviews. But hey, they have the honky tonk now, and I think I want to check it out. So if you are there on Sunday, come say hi. Other than that, I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thank you for staying to the end. Thank you for listening. Send it to anyone who you know might be fed up with certain things. And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.